Hey C3 family, it is Thursday and we are up on Ephesians chapter 3. And Paul continues on in chapter 3 to beat the proverbial drum, I guess you could say, that God came not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well, that Jesus died for all, the Jews and the Gentiles. He calls the Jews and the Gentiles, and this would be making a whole lot of people mad, the Jewish people, but he calls the Jews and the Gentiles one body that shares Jesus. So you see Paul write a lot about the body of Christ, meaning the church, not the building, but the people. And he calls them one body. So that's something that really stuck out to me in chapter 3. And we also see Paul, and I want to clarify something. He often talks about the mystery of God or the mystery of Christ. And this isn't mysticism. This isn't something that we've got to figure out. What he's doing when he says the mystery is that he's referring to this incredible fact that Gentiles are also heirs, fellow heirs to the kingdom of God, just as Jews are. So when you run across in Paul's writing him talking about the mystery, it's like the wonderful mystery. Wow, God sent his son Jesus for all of us. Now I want to point out a couple more things to you. I love me some verse 12 here. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I'm going to read that again to you. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I want to ask you a question. Do you approach God with freedom? Or do you approach God like he's this big, scary, untouchable father that doesn't really want to hear what you have to say? You know, God is a personal God, and we can approach him with freedom and confidence. Confidence he's hearing our prayers, confidence that he cares. So what's really cool to me is just a couple verses after this, he says a prayer for the Ephesians. And so what's really cool about this to me is that he is not just telling them that they can approach God with freedom and confidence. He is showing it that he is going to approach God with freedom and confidence as he prays for these people in Ephesus. So what I would like to do is I would like to read this as a prayer from me to you, approaching God with freedom and confidence, verses 14 through 19. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you, C3 family, with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you, C3 family, may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's my prayer for you today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow with Ephesians chapter 4.